I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
So I understand tattoo regret is a real thing. I only know a handful of people. You're one of them that have tattoos. So yeah. I don't know a whole lot about it. Although, over the weekend, my other friend Mike, who has a whole bunch of tattoos, like head to toe,
yeah,
was kind of in a panic. And maybe he had a little tattoo regret because his mom told him a story that she had heard about the head of the Yakuza coming to the United States to get a kidney transplant because the ink from his tattoos had caused his kidneys to stop working.
Mm.
I'm like, don't worry about it. It's only tattoos that start with a Y. Unless you're in the Yakuza, you're probably okay. Right?
A tattoo that starts with a Y?
Yeah. I mean, that's the only assumption you can make. You know, I mean, I've never heard of anybody losing a kidney because they got a tattoo.
No, neither have I.
Do you know anyone who's had the tattoo regret that had it lasered off or had something done
I
over
do.
Top of it?
Yeah, in
what
fact,
happened?
One of my super cool neighbor, Jason, he grew up kind of a punk rock kid, and he got a bunch of random, just silly tattoos.
Uh-huh.
And, he's made a hell of a life for himself, and he's kind of a corporate folk these days. And so he had some tattoos that he just didn't like anymore and didn't fit his personality and who he was. So he's gone in for the tattoo removal. And he's like, dude, as bad as you think the tattoo felt, he's like, the removal is twice as bad. And he goes, it's like 6 sessions to remove one tattoo.
Wow.
So it's like getting 6 doubly horrible tattoos in the place of one.
Going to be tough for Portlander Steve-O. Steve-O, of course, famous for, why am I gapping all
Jackass
this?
Steve-O?
Yeah, Jackass
He's
Steve-O.
Not from Portland.
Yeah, he is. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, Steve-O's from here. True.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Steve-O, Portlander, let Post Malone tattoo his face.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Steve-O famously lets people randomly tattoo him, or he's even tried to tattoo himself.
He allowed Post Malone to tattoo a penis and testicles over his right eye.
That's amazing.
Right. The picture is amazing, man, of what Post Malone put over his right eye. Now, you might be wondering, why? Why would you allow somebody to...
Well, my first assumption is because it's Steve-O and he's famous for being a jackass.
Right.
So, that's if you know anything about Steve-O, you know, I mean, what he's done to his own orifices is just cringeworthy.
There's a matchbox car. So, the reason why he did it is a test of time. He wants to see how long he will go before he has his laser removed. Because, man, dude, I got to show you a picture. I thought I had it with me. I must have left it in my truck. But here's the deal. It is front and center. So no matter where you go, going to a restaurant, sir, I don't know if we can let you in with that.
Well, yeah, but he's also Steve-O. He's a celebrity, and that's does nothing but help your business.
I...
Would you not laugh if you saw Steve-O walk in with a penis tattooed on his eye?
I would. I don't know if everybody would. Because he says the bet for him, he thinks he can go 4 months before it'll just become too uncomfortable.
He's going to go 4 months being cockeyed?
On Aspire with Emma Greed, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with Emma Greed, available where you get your podcasts.